This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, everyone. How's it going today? Welcome back to the newest episode of Bringlese Daily. Guys, today's Friday. Most of you know what that means. It means we have an advanced episode. So instead of speaking a little bit more slowly, a little bit more clearly, I'm going to be speaking at full speed. So buckle your seatbelts, open your ears, and let's listen to a little bit of English. Today's Friday, March 29th, 2024. Thank you for joining me, as always, and let's begin today's episode with a challenge, a translation challenge. And today's sentence is, gli studenti erano connessi perché avevano un obiettivo comune. I don't think today's translation challenge is too difficult for most of you. One more time, it's gli studenti erano connessi perché avevano un obiettivo comune. Nothing too tricky about that sentence, I'll be honest. So good luck to all of you guys. And as always, at the end of the episode, I will explain exactly how I would say that sentence in English. With all of that out of the way, let's begin with one big thing. So guys, let me tell you a little bit about American culture. Cultures are interesting. They're the contexts we grow up in. They play a big part in determining who we are as people. A lot of Italians tend to be food experts because in Italy, food is such a big part of the culture. You might not even realize it, but the concept of food and the culture of food in Italy is way more important than it is in the United States. Of course, there are people in the United States who are obsessed with food, they're experts, they're amazing cooks, etc. But in general, and yes, sometimes we have to generalize, the food culture in Italy is so much more important than the food culture in the United States. However, there's something in the United States that is a lot more important than it is in Italy, and that is sports culture. I know what some of you guys are going to say. I already know. No, Brian, you're wrong, because in Italy, we love soccer. Soccer is like religion. People will die for their team to win. People would kill to have their team win. And I'm not denying that. Soccer, il calcio, is a very, very big thing in Italy. Of course it is. But what else? What about after soccer? Basketball? Motorcycle sports? Golf? Tennis? Swimming? Okay, I will agree that soccer is very important in Italy, but trust me, everyone, sports in America are huge. Sports are life in the United States, and we have more than just soccer. We have American football, basketball, baseball, hockey. These are the most popular four sports. And in Italy, the society loves food. The society cares about food. People talk about food. People talk about recipes and cooking and flavor and ingredients. In America, we talk about players and teams and games and history. Everything is about sports. You look at high schools. In America, high schools have basketball teams, swim team, volleyball team, baseball team, track and field team, golf team, football team. Every single sport, you have a team in the high school. And every high school has all of these teams. If you look at Italian high schools, there are no sports. There are no teams. So, okay, I think I convinced you. Sports equals USA, food equals Italy. And now I want to talk about something specific related to American sports culture. And it's a crazy, crazy event. It's an event that started last week. And the name of this event is March Madness. Madness is like pazzia. So la pazzia di marzo. March Madness. March Madness is a very big basketball tournament. And specifically, it's university basketball. So previously I mentioned sports in high schools. Universities have these sports teams as well. Basketball team, baseball team, golf team, tennis team, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. And university basketball is March Madness. So every March, the best basketball teams in the country come together and they play a tournament. And of course, most of you are familiar with Sanremo in Italy, this big televised event, 5 days, everyone's watching every day, the whole country is paying attention. March Madness is very similar, but instead of having a singing competition, we have basketball games. And for a few weeks, because it lasts a few weeks, it's not every single day, but for these few weeks in March and into April, the entire country is paying attention to this basketball tournament. And it's so much fun, honestly, because it's kind of like Christmas in a weird way. Everyone is paying attention to something together. It's kind of like a huge national party. And in our country, sometimes we all do something together, but it's usually negative. It could be political elections when everyone's freaking out. It could be terrible news. Everyone's paying attention to a very sad or tragic news story. In general, when the entire country is participating, it's something negative. But in the case of March Madness, it's something fun. It's exciting, it's wholesome, it's clean, it's healthy, it's basketball. Everyone's having fun, everyone is supporting the university that they want to win. And for example, my university, the University of Kansas, they are in this tournament. So I get to watch them, I follow their team, I want them to win. And I have school spirit, I'm supporting my school. I'm wearing the t-shirt. I'm yelling, "Come on, guys," when I watch the game. It's just fun. And it's something that I really like about American culture. I know on the podcast, I don't always say positive things about America. I moved away from America. I love spending time in European countries, but one thing that I have always loved and I always will love about the American culture is our sports culture. We love our sports. We're passionate. We like having fun. And I think it brings joy to a lot of people in the United States. And today's question of the day is very relevant to today's one big thing. So let's start that question right now. And the question is, what is school spirit? School spirit is a concept. It's a concept that doesn't really even exist in Italy. I'm pretty confident when I say that. School spirit is the spirit you feel for your school. I mentioned that in American high schools, we have sports teams. In American universities, we have sports teams. When you wear the t-shirt of your high school, or you wear the hat of your university, you're supporting your school. You're saying, "Come on, guys, we can do this. I support you." You're cheering for your team. You're rooting for your team. That is school spirit. So let me give you guys a practical example. My high school is called Grandview High School, like Grande Vista High School, Grandview. And of course, we have sports. So we have a mascot. And the mascot of Grandview is the Wolves, Iloopy. So we have t-shirts with a wolf logo. We have basketball uniforms. We have soccer uniforms. In the school, you often see signs and logos saying like, "We are Wolves." This is creating school spirit. When Grandview High School plays a basketball game against a different high school of the same region, it's our school against their school. Who will be louder? Who will be stronger? Which school has more school spirit? And as I said earlier, it's just fun. It's fun to be a part of something. It's fun to support whatever you're a part of. You're a part of the high school, it's fun to support your high school. You see your teammates on the football team, on the soccer team, and you support those teammates or your classmates. Everyone wearing Wolves clothes, everyone wearing Grandview clothes, that is school spirit. If you go to high school in Italy, I don't think school spirit exists. There are no mascots, there are no logos, there's no school team name. I don't think you say, "Sì, sono andato al liceo classico che si chiama Liceo Michelangelo e noi siamo gli artisti. Forza artisti!" I don't think that exists in Italy. I'm not saying Italy doesn't have a good school system, because that's a completely different topic. But when it comes to sports, in America we have them, in Italy you don't. So in America we have school spirit. And in Italy, you don't really have school spirit. Of course, a counter argument to this would be, "Well, Brian, it's a school. Why should we be focused on basketball when we should be focused on learning science and math and writing and history?" And that's a valid point. But when you're 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, do you really want your entire life to be studying? What did you do today? Studied. What are you going to do tomorrow? Study. Is that why we live? And maybe the answer is yes. I don't know. Maybe you're saying, "Yeah, but I have soccer club. It's a private club after school." Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But there's something magical about school spirit. There's some, you know, joyful, mystical, spiritual feeling about school spirit. And I think Italians would really appreciate it too. If Italian schools had sports, I think they would really appreciate school spirit as well. It just simply doesn't exist in Italy yet. Maybe one day it will. But now you guys understand what school spirit is. So I think it's a perfect time to finish today's episode with the translation challenge. Let me remind you, and now the sentence makes sense. The sentence was, "Gli studenti erano connessi perché avevano un obiettivo comune." Let me quickly remind you guys, if you like learning English and you're looking for an English school, even if you don't have much time, bringlese.com is my school. It's called Bringlese Academy. We have so much stuff. We have live lessons, recorded lessons. You can become a grammar expert. You can become a speaking expert. You can become a vocabulary expert. We really have all of these components. And you can try it out for free. Bringlese.com. Check it out. Now, "Gli studenti erano connessi perché avevano un obiettivo comune" in English is, the students were connected because they had a common goal. It's that simple. Gli studenti, the students, erano connessi, were connected, perché avevano, because they had. What's have in the past tense? Had. Un obiettivo comune, a common goal. Uno scopo comune, un obiettivo comune, a common goal. If I read this sentence naturally, the students were connected because they had a common goal. And that is today's translation challenge. And that is the end of the week of Bringlaze Daily episodes. So guys, as always, thank you very much for listening to this week of Bringlaze Daily. It's a pleasure for me to make these episodes for you guys. The weekend is coming up next, but on Monday, I will have a brand new episode for you first thing in the morning. So please join me again on Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend. As always, everyone, thank you for listening. Take care and peace.